Lady Gaga, A Star is Reborn. Lady Gaga, the Hollywood actress, has arrived. As she steps onto the carpet at the recent Los Angeles premiere of A Star is Born, it's hard to imagine she was ever anything but this. A shimmering, glimmering throwback to the golden age of film. Complete with demure smile, dazzling gown, and the uncanny ability to find her perfect angle for the flashing cameras, in that moment, she's akin to Hepburn, Monroe, Bacall, somehow all combined, and a far cry from her past of bursting out of an egg and wearing head-to-toe red meat as a dress. But only within Gaga can a blushing leading lady and the world's most envelope-pushing pop star coexist. Unlike Ally, the shy, insecure singer she plays in A Star is Born, Lady Gaga, age 32, born Stephanie Germanata, always felt she was destined for greatness. What intrigued me about Ally is she was nothing like I was when I started, Gaga recently told People of her character. When I wanted to become a singer and decided I was going to really hit the pavement and try to make it, I really believed in myself. I was banging down every door that I could and dragging my piano around New York City trying to get gigs. I was intrigued by her vulnerability. With more than $41 million made at the box office its opening weekend, director and co-lead Bradley Cooper's reimagining of the original 1937 love story, A Star is Born, has earned both him and Gaga, whom he tapped as his co-star after they shared an impromptu duet in her living room, rave reviews as well as chart climbing soundtrack and significant Oscar buzz. After a roller coaster few years that brought highs like her Super Bowl performance and Grammy nominated album Joanne in 2017, and lows like her painful split with fiance Taylor Kinney the year before and going public with her debilitating pain in her Netflix documentary 5'2", Gaga is now experiencing contentment at last, both personally and professionally. Together for nearly 2 years, she and Christian Carino, an agent, have yet to publicly comment on their relationship status, though it is widely believed in industry circles that they are engaged. It's a far happier state than the one Gaga once envisioned for herself. When you work as hard as I do, or you resign your life to something like music or art or writing, you have to commit yourself to the struggle and commit yourself to the pain, she told Rolling Stone in 2010. And I commit myself to my heartbreak wholeheartedly. As artists, we are eternally heartbroken. Back in 2008, with hits Just Dance and Poker Face off her debut album The Fame, at the top of the charts, few knew Gaga's struggles.